Good morning. If you were a Spanish resident before the 1st of January this year, but still use a UK driving licence as of yesterday, you are no longer able to drive. Furthermore, for those who became residents after the first day of the year, your UK driving licence is only valid for 6 months. Currently, the UK and Spain have not yet reached an agreement over being able to exchange a UK driving licence for a Spanish one without having to retake a driving test. However, negotiations are still ongoing. In the meantime, if you cannot wait for the outcome of a potential agreement between the two countries, you are advised to sit the driving test now. There are many DGT approved driving schools that are owned by expats or have English speaking instructors. This is the most common way to apply for the test, as the driving school will do it on your behalf. However, you can also apply directly. Until now, Britons living in Spain have been able to use their DVLA issued licenses. Every other European country has now agreed a post-Brexit deal, apart from Spain. From May the 1st, UK driving licence holders who have been resident in Spain for more than 6 months and did not exchange their licence before the Brexit transition period will no longer be able to drive legally in Spain. The CCOO and UGT unions have announced growing future mobilisations and demonstrations if negotiations to modify collective agreements for a new wage increase are not unblocked. The unions announced the move ahead of the annual May Day marches to commemorate International Workers' Day. Thousands took to the streets across Spain yesterday. The march in Madrid began at midday and was attended by union leaders and Labour Minister Yolanda Díaz and government spokesman Isabel Rodríguez. Díaz announced shortly before the start of one of the most important demonstrations in the world, as she put it, that the government will set up a commission of experts to address the great reform of Spanish law, the Statute of Labour, and that in a few weeks they will work with social partners to develop a law of institutional participation. And the government on Saturday announced that the two enclaves in North Africa, the EU's only land borders with the continent, would remain closed for another 15 days, dashing hopes they would finally reopen after 2 years. The frontiers of the enclaves of Ceuta and Melilla were first shut in the spring of 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic and stayed closed during a diplomatic crisis in 2021 between Madrid and Rabat. The borders were due to reopen on Saturday at midnight, but an order published in the official Gazette said they would remain shut for 15 more days so that the conditions for the gradual and orderly reopening of the border posts at both entry and exits were concluded. The Spanish Interior Ministry said the police force had been strengthened in the two enclaves. During a landmark visit to Rabat on April the 8th by Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, Spain and Morocco hailed a new stage in their relations. Sanchez said one of the main aims will be the restoration of goods and property at the border crossings of Ceuta and Melilla. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.